Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of From My Mind to Yours. My name is Michael Mapes, and as I hope all of you know by now, I'm a psychic medium. If you're tuning in for the first time, you can call in at any time during the show and get a free psychic reading on air from me. I don't know how many people are listening tonight. A lot of people are probably with family or, you know, traveling for the holidays. But if you are with us, thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate it, and everyone at BBS Radio appreciates it. Tonight we're going to be talking about spirit guides. Before we get started, I'll give you the numbers if you want to call in. If you're in the U.S., our toll-free number is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. If you're an international caller, the number is 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. Next month in December, we have great shows lined up. I have two special guests, Mahima, who's an intuitive life coach, and Elizabeth Owens, who will hopefully be joining us the second Tuesday of the month. She's a psychic medium who's published several inspirational books. I'm actually reading her book right now, and I'm very excited for both of them. So you'll definitely have to tune in for the month of December. And I'd just like to remind everyone that while I'm very thankful, I'm home with my family. I'm back in Iowa for the holidays, and it just reminded me of how thankful I am for my family. And so I think it's important to remember and keep those people in our prayers who have been displaced because of hurricanes or other weather-related catastrophes that don't have a place to go for the holidays. I was thinking about that as we were eating dinner today. So just remember to keep all of those people in your prayers and in your heart. Tonight I'd like to talk about spirit guides. And like I said, call in anytime if you'd like to get a free psychic reading. Spirit guides go by a variety of different names. Some people call them guardians. Some people call them messengers. Some people call them divine intervention, spirit guides. And still other people call them guardian angels. There's really no right or wrong name for them. I call them spirit guides or spiritual guides. And a lot of times people on the show will call in and want to get the name of their spirit guide or description so that they can start to develop a better relationship with their spirit guide. And I think that's just wonderful. Now, everyone has a spirit guide. Everyone in the world, it doesn't matter how evil you are or how good you are, everyone comes into this world with a spiritual guide, sort of a navigator to help you stay on your path in this life. And later on, we'll talk a little bit more about specifically what these guides do and what their purposes are. Now, some people certainly listen better to their guides, and I think that's why people who, you know, who aren't evil, who are interested in raising their consciousness, simply tune into their guides a little bit better. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my spirit guide. I've known her, well, obviously all of my life, but I became aware of her in middle school when she showed up and started talking to me, and we really started working on our relationship. Her name is Maureen. And when she first came and talked to me in middle school, for a while, everything was fine. I really enjoyed her company. And then as I started to really question my gift, question my abilities, because I felt like an outsider and because I was, you know, I didn't really have a support network with my gifts, I told Maureen to go away. Now, I don't think that she ever really went away. I think she just started giving me her messages in a more benign way because I did see her nor did I have auditory contact with her after I told her to go away. About 2 years ago, after I sort of came back to my gifts, after I started giving professional readings, and I've sort of gone through that on the show before, I said before I went to bed, I kind of said, Maureen, I'm willing to talk to you again. I'm willing to see you again. I'd like to invite you back in my life. And then I fell asleep. The next morning, I woke up, and, Maureen's sassy. She was standing by my bed, which scared the crap out of me, quite frankly, and she said, what took you so long? The most common question I get asked about Maureen, and I find this to be a little bizarre, is what does she look like? And so I'll tell you a little bit about her. As I said, she's got a sassy, really overt, outgoing personality. She can be very aggressive, and I appreciate it because I always appreciate people who are direct and speak with open-minded. That's definitely what Maureen has going for her. Maureen has pale skin. She has darker green eyes. They're very piercing. I also have green eyes. So her hair is dark. It's almost black at certain times. And she's shorter. She's only about 5'4", and she's very thin. But she's always very radiant. And I find anytime I'm doing a reading where the focus is on guides, or anytime I do a reading where a spirit guide comes through with a message, I find them all to be quite attractive, and they all seem to radiate with light. And it isn't always, you know, I say I always find them attractive, but it isn't necessarily always our typical conceptions of beauty. You know, I've seen spirit guides in all shapes and sizes, you know, some of them not even taking human form, and they've always been quite beautiful, you know, quite loving. Your spirit guide always has your best interest in mind. Maureen can be kind of tight-lipped about her past lives, although I do know, and she has confided in me, that her most recent life, she was an artist. Her works were never known, although she was very talented, and she suffered from extreme depression in her life. And I think that's what makes her such a good spirit guide, is that she has had some lives that have been harder, because she's always there to provide support and to provide inspiration for me. And one thing I've really struggled with is trusting myself and trusting my gifts, and she's always been there with her very down-to-earth attitude to let me know that everything was going to be all right. Spirit guides have a variety of purposes, and you know, we've kind of hinted on some of these already. If you'd like to call in at any time and tell me a story about your spirit guide, give the name of your spirit guide, or have any reading, feel free to call in. The number is 888-268-4313. That's toll-free in the United States. Or international callers, it's 281-419-7697. And I also have a little bit of information on my website about spirit guides. And my website is www.psychicmichael.com. We just got some updates done to the website, so you're probably going to want to go and check on that. And there's also an online forum on the website where you can post questions that you have about spirit guides. And I do try to respond to everyone on that forum. And there's a lot of other people who have wonderful opinions and wonderful information about spirit guides on the online forum. So if you go to my website, psychicmichael.com, and check that out. Or, you know, in all of my readings, I developed a four-prong approach, and one of the prongs that I focus on in every reading is spiritual development and is working with your spirit guide. And so I do think, as you can tell, that it's very important for people to be in touch with their guides in one way or another. Spirit guides have a variety of purpose. The most obvious is to guide you through this life. I believe that we select our spirit guides before we come over into this life, and we pick someone who is designed to communicate with us in a way that will be comfortable. Now, this is why everyone won't be able to see or even hear their spirit guide, but that's simply because not everyone is comfortable speaking directly to their spirit guide, and a little later on we'll talk about different ways that spirit guides give their messages. Another reason is to help and counsel you. Maureen counsels me in everything in my life, from my personal relationships to my health, you know, to working with the other side, and her information that she's providing me about the other side and about psychic ability and about being a clairvoyant and about being a medium have been invaluable. And I believe that guides all have their areas of expertise. And I definitely think that your guide is designed specifically to help you in whatever aspect of your life is important for you, or even those aspects that might seem trivial. Which brings me to the next purpose of spirit guide, which is that they're to be your friend. One of my best friends in the entire world is my spirit guide, and that's because she's never angry with me, she's never frustrated or upset with me, or if she is, she never voices it. So it's I kind of describe spirit guides as that friend that you can never anger, that you can never make mad, you know. They're never going to get frustrated with you. And another, you know, another purpose of spirit guide is simply to help you along your spiritual path on this life. It's the metaphorical kick in the butt when you start straying away from the way that, you know, from your designated path or the lessons that you're supposed to accomplish in this lifetime. So your spirit guides are really there to put you on track. Now, this doesn't mean that your spirit guides are here to live this life for you. They've lived their lives. They're simply here as a tool that you can use to help you through this incarnation, and they won't be able to do everything for you. For instance, Maureen provides me support during my readings, although she won't usually step in with specific and detailed information during a reading. And I've asked Maureen about this, you know, in the sense that why can't she simply relay the information for me. And she's explained that it's my one of my purposes in this life. Okay, and I think we have a caller.
Thank you so much.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy. Sandy, and where are you calling from?
From Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks for listening.
I always try to, but tonight my computer just decided to act up, and so I'm like, I guess I'll just call to see if I can get through. It would do this tonight, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? And
I did. Thank you.
All right. Did you have a question or?
I was just sort of wondering what would go on in the future, if things will pick up in my life or.
Okay. Is there a specific area you were thinking about or sort of more general or?
Like financial, or I've just been going through a lot of bad luck and I was hoping that would pass.
Yeah. And you know, so many people that I give readings now are just saying that the second half of the year for them has just been really trying.
Mine's been like the last 3 or 4.
Last 3 or 4 years? Yeah, I do think things are going to look up eventually. Now, it feels like there's still a little bit of dark period to go through because it feels like the holidays are going to be sort of hard.
Yeah.
So, like, through Christmas, you know, through December, basically, is what I'm saying. Now, when I see things picking up is March of next year, the middle of March, and it seems like that's when your finances start doing a little bit better. It feels like there's almost, like, third-party money coming in at that point. And I don't know if that means that someone in your family gets an extra job or something's willed to you, but it just feels like in March some extra money comes into your life. And it also feels like more toward the summer of next year, you start to feel a lot more clarity just about where you're going and what you're doing, because I don't feel that the next 6 months or anything like the past 6 months.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I'm holding up, so that's good.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, one thing. Now, do you talk to your spirit guide at all, or?
Well, I talk out loud and I say whoever's listening, you know, and hoping they're listening to me.
Yeah.
I
just say that because you have a spirit guide around you named Catherine.
Oh, really?
Uh huh. And I was just talking about spirit guides tonight, so I think that's maybe what brought this to my mind. But you know, anytime things get too rough, you know, she's always there just to listen. And I talk to my guide all the time. You know, they're the friends you can never anger. They're never going to get frustrated with you or, you know, get sick of listening to you.
So yeah, they do get to hear me a lot, actually, because I do talk out loud to them.
Yeah, well, she's listening. I know sometimes it just helps to put a face, you know, a name to it.
It does. It really does. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But, no, I definitely think things are going to pick up for you. Definitely look for March now, you know. For
I sure will. It won't come soon enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's only a few months away. Just get through the holiday season and start the new year off right.
Yeah. Kay, could you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you talk to my niece? She's having a lot of problems with her mother.
Sure. Did you want to put her on the phone? Or?
Yes, here she is.
Okay, sure.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
What's your name?
Brandy Poirier.
What was that?
Brandy Poirier.
Oh, awesome. Did you have a question or just want to know if things were going to get better with your mom?
Yeah.
Well, it feels like, you know, there has been kind of some mean things said on both sides, you know?
Yeah.
It just feels like, because it feels like there's a lot of hurt feelings all around in the situation.
Yes, there is.
What was that?
There is.
Yeah, like your feelings and her feelings and a lot of people getting in the middle and, you know. But, no, I do think things are going to get better, but I think it's going to be about a year, really, before anything happens.
Okay.
But, yeah, I definitely think things are going to get better. And, really, what y'all need to work on, because I feel like there's a lot of trouble communicating without being mean or without hurting other people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you? Or?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So both sides, you really just need to work on expressing how you feel without tearing the other person down. Because the problem is right now is that you're not focusing enough on yourselves. You're just so caught up in the other person and what they're doing. So really just step back and try to communicate in a way that's not hurtful to one another, okay?
Okay.
But no, I do think things are going to get better. I just think it's going to be about a year. Because I feel like this has been going on for a while, where it has just sort of been a very up and down relationship.
It has.
You know, it'll go for a few times, like a few days or a few weeks where it'll be really good, and then it'll just be really bad again, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I think, because you're not really getting to the heart of the issues, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to you is work on communicating in a way that isn't hurtful, and don't. You know, because you sort of have some tempers.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It doesn't take very much to sort of get you fired up. So really work on keeping that under control, okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope that helped.
What?
I said I hope that helped.
It does.
Okay. Well, yes. Thanks so much for listening and calling in.
Okay. Thank you, too.
All right. Tell Sandy thank you, too.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. If you'd like to call in any time during the show, get a free on-air reading. It's Thanksgiving Day, so I know a lot of people might be with their families, but we're still here for anyone who needs us. The number toll-free in the United States is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. Or international callers, the number is 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. You can call in any time this hour, and I'll be happy to give a reading for you, give you the name of your guy, and help you connect with your loved ones, you know, whatever you need. However I can be of support, however. All right, and I think we have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I wanted to ask a question.
Okay, what was your name?
Jamie.
Jamie?
Mm-hmm.
And where were you calling from tonight?
Vancouver, Washington.
Okay. You said you had a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to know about what's going on in my personal life as far as, like, love interests and such.
As far as love?
My personal life.
Sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. You said your personal life in terms of love and...
And just, things like that, like as far as boyfriends or any people coming into my life currently?
Yeah, it feels like you need someone to come into your life who's supportive and who's emotionally stable. Because I just pick up on that there's, you sort of had a bunch of interpersonal relationships with people where you've sort of been the rock and you've sort of been the support network. So what I'm getting is that you need someone to come into your life who's really stable and who knows what they want. Both emotionally, financially, et cetera. But I do think that, a man is going to come into your life in April of next year.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I had a boyfriend who just recently left my life. Will he come back?
It's like I see you getting back together for a little while, but I don't see it lasting.
Okay. Well, thank
Sorry.
You.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for listening.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Again, and feel free to call in any time during this hour. The number toll-free in the United States, 888-268-4313, or international callers, 281-419-7697. All right. Sounds like we have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Kalila.
Kalila?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from?
Vancouver, Washington.
Okay, great. Did you have a question or?
If you could just do kind of a general reading or maybe tell me about my spirit guide or?
I can definitely do the name of your spirit guide. We can do a couple other things if you want.
Okay.
You know, I don't really have time for a full reading, but.
Yeah.
Yes, because we're a little limited on time and, you know, never know how many people want to get through. The name of the spirit guide is Maria.
Okay.
And she's actually around you pretty strongly right now because she's saying to me that there needs to be a little bit more activity in your life. And this not in terms of you're not busy enough, but just in terms of there needs to be a little more personal activity for you because I feel like there's almost some muscle problems and, like, sort of some stress-related things in your life right now. or definitely coming up in the short term, because it feels like there's a lot of waking up when you sleep and almost like some lower back pain.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Yeah, so definitely you need to be taking the time for yourself, because you're one of those people, you know, it's really good to help people, it's really good to care about others, but you're one of those people, you pour yourself so much into it that you're forgetting yourself and you're really losing your own voice.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's, I feel like that's why she's coming through so strong, because sort of like you're losing your light, you're losing who you are a little bit right now. So really, I want you to really work to try to get back that, because you're a vivacious person. You know, you're outgoing. You have this really funky personality, but it just feels like it's been downplayed for, a while, and it shouldn't be.
Okay.
You know, and does that make sense to you?
It does. It makes absolute sense.
Okay, good. So really try to work to get back that, but it also feels like there's a little bit of financial upset in your life this year.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, that's going to get better, but it's going to be around a year and a half before you're fully out of that.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just, you know, I'm not telling you that to be negative. I'm just telling you that so you can sort of be aware and sort of, you know, watch out for it, keep it in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So just because I'm feeling like, you know, things are going to get bad, but you don't have to lose yourself in the middle of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I definitely say. And, you know, just like I was talking about earlier, speaking to your guides, it really is therapeutic, you know, and don't be surprised, you know, if they answer back or give you dreams that are useful or.
Okay.
Yeah, did you have a more specific question or?
No, that was pretty much it.
Okay.
Actually, wait, oh, sorry. You said that you felt something bad was going to happen. Is there anything specific, or is it just?
Well, just, you know, not necessarily bad. I just don't see the finances improving for a little while.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is just be aware of that when it's going on, that it is eventually going to get better, that you are going to pull out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So just sort of be aware. So what I'm saying is don't get too depressed, don't get too down on yourself when you're going through it, just because know eventually that you're going to overcome it.
Okay. Thank you.
Is kind of what I'm saying, yeah. And I guess also, if I could just make my message a little bit more concise, I would say that, you know, in any hard times, it's important not to lose your voice, because I just feel like you've sort of lost a little bit of yourself, and it's really important for you to get that back and reclaim that.
Okay.
And now, do you work with people right now?
I am a high schooler. I'm a senior in high school.
Oh, okay, because it feels like you definitely feel older, which makes me feel like you've been through a lot. But it just feels like that eventually you're going to get involved with people, either like counseling or like helping younger children.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much exactly what I'm going into. So.
Okay, great. Yeah, so that's definitely where you need to be, because I feel like your life experience, it really is going to contribute to other people who've been through similar things. And that's what I'm saying, you know, younger teens, problem children, you know, I guess they call them, you could really be quite influential.
Okay.
So. Yeah, that's what I'd say to you. I hope that helps.
Oh, it definitely helped. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was nice. I like that we are reaching sort of a wide audience. My sister's a senior at high school, so I can definitely relate to that, not knowing exactly what you want to do. It's very important. Do we have another caller on the line? Hello,
Michael.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris?
Yeah, I go by Chris. Actually, John, but I go by Chris.
What was that?
My name is actually John, but I go by Chris.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
So, did you have a question, or?
Well, I had a couple questions for you.
Okay, where are you calling from tonight?
Tennessee.
From Tennessee?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Not too far from Missouri, but a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it's cool out here tonight.
Is it? Well, I'm back home in Iowa, so I can't handle the cold weather here.
Yes, really. What my question is, mm-hmm. is my father just met this woman last night, and she's falling for him, and she's real well off. Can you tell me what's going to happen with her? And she's got some daughters, a daughter that she wants me to meet. And another thing is, will I ever be married?
Will you ever be married? Yes, in your life, but not for 4 years. Three and a half, 4 years.
Three and a half, four years?
Because with you, I don't know. It's just like you, I don't feel like you have any idea what you truly want from a relationship. And what I'd say to you is that in a year and a half, I feel like what you want really changes.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I definitely see married in 4 years.
Right.
But nothing too much, you know, sort of within 4 years, but nothing sooner than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do, so just, you know, sort of hang in there.
Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And just know it'll be worth the wait. Now,
right.
In terms of this other woman,
right.
I do think that she's a very nice woman. I think she does have, she's sort of very motherly. Like, she has everyone's intent. You know, she's always considering other people's.
Right.
And I do think that's good. Now, what I would caution against is your dad, it feels like he has a tendency to take, and this is not just with women, but everything in life a little too quickly. And
right.
So then he just sort of is burnt out or burnt up.
Right.
So what I would caution about is that this relationship can be really good, but it is important to take it slow. Because,
uh-huh.
you know, they each have, and I don't want to call it baggage, but they each have things in their life that they need to share with one another, and they're not comfortable enough around each other really to pursue a relationship. I do see the relationship lasting for a little while, though.
It will last for a little while.
Yeah.
I see. As far as meeting her daughters, will I ever become friends with her daughters, have a friendship there, or anything like that?
Yeah, I think there's going to be an awesome friendship. I don't think there's going to be any relationships, though.
But awesome friendship with her daughters.
Yeah, and I think that's so much better because it just feels like right now you could use a good support network and a good, you know, surrounding, setting of friends.
I see. And as far as my relationship, will I ever be in like a long-term relationship? The longest relationship I've ever been in, Michael, is 2.5 months, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying because it's sort of like you're just cycling through people right now because I don't really feel like you know what you want. And you've been with some people, I mean, It's not that big of a disappointment that your longest relationship is only 2.5 months, considering the people that they've been with, you know?
Right.
Because I don't feel like those people, I mean, it feels like you're just miserable anyway, so what's the point of whether you have a 2-month miserable relationship or an 8-month miserable relationship, you know? Because it feels like you have a tendency to be attracted to very selfish women.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you need to watch, you really need to watch that, and I feel like you even know that you do it, sort of.
Right.
But you just, you know, and they're so self, you know, they never, it's always about them, it's never about you, so your needs really aren't being met in these relationships.
Uh-huh.
So definitely caution about that. No, I think you're going to be married in 4 years, right? So obviously I think there's going to be something more long-term definitely coming up.
I see. And it should be a good relationship. Do you ever see me, I mean, like, living a good life? I mean, I live in an apartment now. Do you ever see me, like, having a house, you know, with a picket fence, having children or anything like that?
You want to be, like, the king of the suburbs, huh? No,
well, just a home.
No, I do. Now, it feels like professionally there's going to be some changes in your life.
Okay.
Because it feels like you're not really, and I don't want to put, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it just doesn't feel like earning right now that you're earning the amount of money that you want to be.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I feel like you're going to go back and get some type of certification to work with computers.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know if you're involved with computers now or what you do, but it does feel that working with computers and also doing some sort of website HTML work is really the direction you need to be going in because you do have a very quick mind, and I feel like right now you have all this excess energy and nowhere to put it. So really, you know, what I want you to look into is more information technology type fields, you know, computer-based type fields, okay?
Okay.
Because I feel like that's really going to give you, I mean, not only something to sort that you feel good about and that you, because I do think you'll enjoy doing it, but I think something that has a little bit more earning potential and a little bit, because I feel like right now you don't have that many opportunities for advancement.
That's the truth.
Okay, because, yeah, I just don't feel like you really have the options right now to move up or to sort of give you the type of life that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying, you know, sort of look into computers, information technology, get the training that you need, you know, like a 2-year certification, something like that you can do. Because you do, and, you know, I'm sure people in your family, you do have a very business sense about you. You have a business mind. You always have since you've been little, you know. But that's sort of what I would look into. Because it does feel that really within, you know, 6-7 years that you're just much better off.
Much better off in 6 to 7 years.
I see.
But
the time to start is now, right, building the foundation so that, because I do feel almost, you know, up to that 7 years almost every year. And not to say there won't be any steps back, but almost every year is a move up for you. So
I say, well, that'll be great. And you said you did not ever see no children for me in the future.
I did not see
any children.
Oh, in terms of children? Right, no, not for 4 years, not till you're married.
Oh, I say, after I become married, it's possible I'll have a child.
Yeah, it's definitely possible, a boy.
Definitely possible. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, Michael, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for listening.
Okay, sure. And you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, and I was going to say, I'll tune into your radio thing next week.
Yeah, definitely. Tell your friends, you know.
Okay.
There's a lot of other great shows on BBS Radio. So, I mean, we're really quite a fast-growing network. So I just want to let everyone know that we're really happy for everyone's support, and we're happy for our listeners and the people who call in. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Have a good night. All right, and that was Chris. If you'd like to call in tonight, this holiday evening, and get a reading from me, ask a couple questions, you know, maybe you're looking for a little bit of insight. The number is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313, toll-free in the United States. Or if you're an international caller, it's 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. As I was saying, Maureen usually won't step in my readings because it's one of my purposes in this life to give the readings and interpret psychic information on my own and not to do that through Maureen. So while sometimes she will give psychic information, it's very rare because usually that's up to me. There's two types of guides, and this is information that came to me directly from Maureen. Now, I should qualify, well, she won't do my psychic readings for me. That doesn't mean that she won't provide me information and support about the other side, which I have been eternally grateful for. All right, and it sounds like we have another caller on the line. So are you there,
yes.
Caller? Hi, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Doing well. What's your name?
My name's Bonnie, and I'm from Topeka, Kansas.
Bonnie from Topeka. Now, that's pretty close to where I'm from. I go to school in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm back in Iowa now for about a week, so thanks for listening. People are listening from all over tonight. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, did you have a question, or?
Yes, I wanted to know if you could tell me my spirit guide's name, or if I have more than one.
The spirit guide that I feel around you, I actually feel a male guide around you, and I feel the name is Thomas.
Thomas?
Mm-hmm. And he feels, to me, almost sort of like an academic, but not stubborn, not stuck up, but just sort of, you know, glasses, very intelligent, very calm speaking style.
Okay.
To me. Because it just feels to me that I feel you're kind of a direct person. I feel like that's the way that he would communicate with you, because I don't feel that there's a lot of fluff. It's just, here is what it is, and you're very good at accepting that.
Right.
So, and I feel like, which just on a separate note, that that's been a major frustration in your life, because it feels like so often, so many times, you've just been surrounded with people who are so full of, you know, just crap and don't say what they think. To me, it feels like that hurts your feelings when you know, it's almost like you have sort of this sixth sense. You can tell when people aren't being direct and honest with you.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
But, yeah, another question, or?
Well, I just wanted to know if you could tell me if my daughters and my relationship is going to improve.
Is it going to, I'm sorry, what was that? Improve. That was,
yes.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm on a different phone tonight, so I'm still getting used to it. I can't hear everyone as well as I usually can.
Okay.
No, I do think the relationship, it feels like she's made some pretty bad choices for herself.
Yeah.
And it just feels, because I feel like she's almost like she's gotten sort of with a bad crowd of people at different points, and it's just like she sort of burns through friends, and she has a very sharp tongue, I feel.
Yes.
And it's just, it feels like, because so many, I just feel you come off a lot of interactions with her just feeling hurt, and then she doesn't acknowledge that hurt, and then that makes you feel even, you know, more hurt. I do eventually see the relationship improving, but not for around 9.5, 10 months from now.
Okay.
Because I do think it's a process, But I feel like the problem is that she does not understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
Because I feel like she's really good. She, you know, she can be sweet and look like she's listening, but she doesn't really hear. She doesn't really absorb.
Right.
And so, because I feel like it's just, the word that comes to me, I think about her, is just habits. And it feels like she just has a lot of bad habits. And she feels a little spoiled at times, too. But no, I definitely think the relationship is going to get better in 9 or 10 months. But I don't know what you're doing right now, because it just feels like you need to sort of stay out of the situation.
Okay.
Because
right.
I think that she has to come back to you on her own.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to sound heartless, because, you know, that's your daughter, and, you know.
Right.
And yeah. It's obviously hard, and you do. I know you have her best interest in mind, but. But I do think, you know, and just be there, you know, just try to be supportive, because I feel she needs a new group of friends, frankly.
Okay.
The people that she's around are, I think, dragging her down and encouraging her to do some pretty bad habits, so. And I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. But thanks so much for listening.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to know.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, someone from Kansas, a little closer to where I'm from, but I like all my callers, no matter where they're calling from. It's about 8:37 by my clock here, so we have about 10, 15 minutes left, so if you want to call in, really now is the time to do it. Give the numbers one more time here. It's 888-268-4313, toll-free in the United States, or 281-419-7697 if you're an international caller. That's 281. Oh, it sounds like we have another caller on the line already. Great. Caller, are you there?
I'm okay.
Hi. Can I get your name, please?
Rhonda Wolfson. I'm calling a long way from you.
Where are you from?
Evansville, Indiana.
Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah.
And what did you say your name was? I didn't catch that the first time.
Rhonda.
Rhonda. Great. Did you have a question or...
Yeah, I was wondering about my future. There's a lot of things that I'm waiting on.
Okay, anything specific or?
Well, I was talking to this guy and then he quit calling me. And I don't know if I've done anything or if he's just saving his money to move down here. And then I'm waiting on a lawsuit. So I lost a child last year.
Okay. Well, in terms of the man, and, you know, I don't like to overstep my bounds. I don't feel it's anything that you did. I sort of feel that he's very paranoid, and I feel it's almost a little obsessive, compulsive, because it just seems like little things really get to him a lot more than they should. And he is a decent person, and he's very caring. But it feels like the relationship isn't as open communicatively as it should be at this point. And so, no,
okay.
I don't think it's anything that you did. And I do think that you're going to hear from him within the next couple of weeks here. But I really think you need to be questioning whether or not this is where you want to be and what you want to be doing in terms of relationship right now.
Well, I just met him a few months ago, and I didn't meet him in person because he lives such a long way from me.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. That's the beauty of the information age, I guess. But, no, I don't really think this is the best relationship for you at this point.
I'm not going to get into a relationship anytime soon. It's been so long.
Yeah. I actually see another relationship, and I see another relationship in terms of being online with someone, but I feel that they're a lot more compassionate, and I sort of see that blossoming toward the end of January, beginning of February.
Have I talked to him yet?
No, I don't think that you know them at this point. It feels like you're really going to meet them sort of over the Christmas holidays.
Okay. What about my lawsuit that I've got pending against the hospital?
Okay, well, now it feels like there's going to be some money coming your way toward the end of next summer.
Can you tell me what the cause of my daughter's death was? I still don't know.
Yeah. I didn't hear your question for sure, but I'm just going to make sure. I think I did. The cause of your daughter's death.
Yeah,
it feels like, it feels like your brain shut down, and it feels like that was a result of a loss of breathing.
They said that she died of a plugged drink, but the doctor and myself don't agree with that because she had four trip changes that day.
What did they tell you she died of?
A plug tracheostomy.
Well, what I'm saying is that it feels like her breathing just shut up as a result of something in her brain.
Could it be because this is what I struggle with, because the day she was discharged, she had a GGA tube replacement, and that goes through the stomach into the intestines, and I feel like the doctor punctured something and her body couldn't handle it.
You feel like the doctor punctured something in her body?
In her kidneys, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, after that, she never would be.
Yeah. I just feel that there was something in her brain. I feel, because I feel it was quick, and I feel all of her breathing was just really obstructed.
So you
couldn't
think,
get oxygen to her brain.
So he was right with the plug trick then?
Mm-hmm. But I do feel that there's someone around you, and I don't know if you'll know about this or not, but they're mentioning the stuffed bear. They're also mentioning angels as being important. So.
Well, I am a religious person.
Okay. Well, that one makes sense then. But, no, it feels like you're just really down, so looking for some hope. But I do actually feel that things are going to get better, because it feels like you're going to – have you dreamt about your daughter yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see her occasionally.
Okay, great.
I am an empath and partial psychic myself.
Okay.
Just can't answer my own questions.
Yeah, that's understandable. I was just sort of getting that there's going to be some more dreams. So.
I've dreamed about her wedding, and I've dreamed about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I think, dreams from our loved ones are so special. But I think just general overall quality of your life is much better around this time next year, in terms of how you're feeling personally, etc.
Can you see about how much money is going to be coming my way?
Well, it feels like enough. I mean, it feels like a several thousand.
So it's not going to be the top dollar amount?
Well, I'm seeing 5 digits, yeah. Okay. Anything else? Or?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening.
Can you give me any more clues about the guy that I'm going to meet?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you give me any more clues about the guy that I'm going to meet?
Yeah, it feels like there's an Anthony connected to that person somehow. Anthony or Andrew, but it feels like an A-N name definitely connected to them. Either their first, middle name, or someone close to them. Feels like a first or middle name to me. And it also feels like they work with their hands, or worked with their hands at one point in their life. You know, sort of harder labor.
Okay. You said I'm going to meet him online?
I do feel it's an audition check, yes.
In a chat room?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really computer savvy, so that's harder for me. But I just feel someplace online, either a dating service or chat room, yeah, message board, something.
Okay.
All right, but thanks for listening. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, and the hour has gone fast. I didn't think so many people would call in tonight, but I'm really excited they have. The show's just growing, and all the shows on BBS Radio are growing exponentially. It's awesome. So it's great to know. Great for your support. Sounds like we have another caller on the line, which is great. Hello?
Michael.
Hi.
Yes, sir. I was calling because I'm concerned about my friend. I've been told by another psychic that he's supposed to die in a car accident either this year or next year. Can you tell me anything about it? The guy's name is Matthew Crady, and he's born.
Okay. Okay. First off, what's your name?
My name. Well, JC.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
JC.
That one more time. Sorry.
JC.
JC?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And where were you calling from?
Sir?
Where were you calling from?
Nashville.
Nashville?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Great. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No, I don't think he's going to die in a car accident in the next 2 years. I don't believe that to be true.
No, you don't see anything like that happening?
No, I think that's ridiculous. I don't think that he's going to die in a car accident. And You know, frankly, he's got a really outgoing personality. He's a lot of work to do here, and he's just too damn stubborn to die in the next 2 years, frankly.
I see. So he's got a long life to live in.
Yeah, I don't, because he doesn't feel like he's really very old. He feels a little younger.
Yes, sir. He is young. He's like 20 years of age.
Okay, but what you need to stop doing, you need to stop feeding so much fear and so much energy into this, okay? Because that's just not true.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because it feels like you're just almost panicky about it.
Yes, sir. I was just concerned. I was.
Right, you don't need to be waking up every day fearing whether or not that's going to happen, you know?
Oh, I see.
Okay, but now, he is a little bit reckless.
Uh-huh.
So, really caution him against that.
Right.
But I don't see the car accident thing happening, no.
No accident with him. He'll be a fine guy, right?
I mean, no, Sierra, you know, I'm not saying he's never going to have a fender bender or, you know, never get a speeding ticket, but I don't think he's going to be in a life-threatening car accident, no.
No car.
I mean, I think he has work to do, because I don't know what field he's in right now, but feels like eventually he's going to get into helping some people.
Right.
Okay.
Because
he does have a really good way relating to people, so.
I see.
He really needs to take that experience and use it.
Right. Yes, sir. He's got two. He does. So I was just concerned. About
right. I understand. And that's why I said he is a little bit reckless.
Right.
You know, he kind of lives by the seat of his pants, so to speak.
Right.
But, no, I mean, in terms of the wreck, just, you know, no. I mean, you know, tell him to drive safe, tell him to be careful, whatever. But you just, you need to stop panicking about the whole situation, you know.
I see. Okay, sir. He's been with a girl for a while. Do you ever see them tying the knot or anything?
He's been with a girl for a while?
Yes, sir.
You know, it feels like that their relationship is just, it's good right now without them getting married, but it feels like, I just feel like, really, in terms of maturity, neither one of them is ready for that step.
Yes, sir, that's true.
At this point. So, but I do feel there's external pressures kind of weighing down on them to get married, and I'd really caution against that. But I do see him sort of getting married next year.
Do you think it'll be to that girl, because he's got a guy that is so jealous of him?
He's got what?
He got a friend that's jealous of him.
Oh, that's jealous because of the girl?
Yeah, his friend is jealous of them being together, and the guy is he's a male. But
right. Well, I don't know. Does she have lighter hair and lighter eyes?
Yes, he does.
Okay, does she, though?
Does she?
Yeah.
Yes, she
okay,
has
then, yeah, that's
hair.
Who I see them getting married to, lighter hair, lighter eyes.
But
I mean, that friend, he's not just jealous of him. He's jealous of everyone, and that's just because he feels bad about his life, and he has a chip on his shoulder. But
I see. Do you see her with reddish-brown hair?
Her?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I mean, I just see her sort of getting married to him in the next year.
You think it's possible that they will be married?
Yeah. Now, you're not the friend who's jealous, are you?
No, sir.
I'm just playing with you.
No, sir.
Yeah, but no, and, you know, just get the pressure away from them to get married. They're going to do it in their own time. And, you know, they're both very bullheaded. They're both stubborn.
Right.
You know, but no, just, you know, let go of this car accident thing. I just don't. You know, I just, you don't need to be worrying about all that all the time, you know. You don't need to be feeding so much fear into that.
Okay, yes, I was just concerned for him. I was.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand that, but I'm just saying, you know, let it go.
I see. And no, sir, I'm not the friend. I just try to look out for him.
Oh, no. I know. I know.
Okay.
I know. But, no, he's going to be fine. And I was just saying that Fred, who is jealous, you know, he's jealous of everyone. He just has a lot of problems.
I see. Okay, then. All right.
Well, thanks so much for listening.
Yep. Thank you, Michael.
Yep. And call your friends. Tune in.
I will. And you have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. You too. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, another caller from Tennessee there, so that's awesome. We have only about 5 minutes left on our show. Wow, I was worried about no one calling in, and it went so fast, so I'm so pleased. Probably have time for about maybe one more caller briefly here. I'll give the numbers one last time. Toll-free in the United States, 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. Or international callers, it's 281-419-7663. 877-207-6697. Like I said, we have about 5 minutes. If you don't get through this time, we're on every week from 8 to 9 Central. Or you can arrange a private reading with me. My website is psychicmichael.com. That's psychicmichael.com. Or you can set up an appointment via email. My email is michael@psychicmichael.com. You can call my offices directly by phone if you don't use the internet. My number is 712-540-5450. That's 712-540-5450. And if you have... All right. It sounds like we have another caller on the line, probably our last one. Caller, are you there?
Hi, I am. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm glad I got a hold of you.
I'm glad you got a hold of me, too, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was listening to your show a little bit last week, and you really got my interest, and so I thought I'd try to get through this week and talk to you a bit.
You were listening last week and what?
And I found the show really interesting. And,
thank you.
I'm listening, yeah.
Yeah, well, like I say, and I don't know if people think I'm kidding, but I do like to know who's listening, and I like to know what they think, so.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there has any comments, get in touch with me. What was your name? Sorry, I should have caught that before.
Oh, my name is Amy.
Amy?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis, Minnesota?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm actually going up there to visit some family at the end of December. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you have a question tonight? Or?
Yeah, I did. I was checking out your website, and I noticed that you also do some stuff with pets. And
uh-huh.
I wanted to ask you about my cat, Taco. I got him when he was about 2.5 years old, and he's always been, like, really scared and really jumpy.
Yeah.
And even though I've developed a pretty good relationship with him, like, other people startle him really easily, and I was just kind of wondering what was going on.
Right. Now, do you know the people you got him from?
No, I adopted
okay.
him from the Humane
okay.
Society.
That's what I thought, because it's almost like flight or fright with him.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, he gets so scared and paralyzed, or he just darts away.
Uh-huh.
Because it feels like he was really abused.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Hit, scratch. It feels like he's just with a really mean alcoholic family.
Oh.
And it feels like he was left outside cold a lot, you know, not fed regularly.
Oh, that poor kitty.
Because it feels like they used to call him names and stuff, too. And it's just really horrible. Because I think if you look into his eyes, there's just this really deepness that you don't see in a lot of pets or even
yeah,
a lot of people.
Definitely.
Okay, and so... It also feels like, why I think he's not so scared of you, because I feel like you are the stability in his life. You know, you feed him regularly. You're very good to him. But when other people come around, they're not so good. And also, it feels like, and I'm not meaning to make you sound like a crazy lady or anything, but it seems like you talk out loud to him.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because I supported the message. I have a feeling from him that he appreciates that and does listen.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Yeah, so don't, you know, I talk out loud to my spirit guides, to my pets,
mm-hmm.
to myself, so I know some people think I'm crazy, but no, I think that's wonderful, so.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, and last thing I'd like to say is know that you're helping him work through, you know, everything that he's been through, so.
Cool. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you tune in again. And.
Yeah, I definitely will. Thanks so
okay.
much.
All right. Well, you have a really good night, Amy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, and I guess I should mention, I do pet readings. A lot of people, I think, don't know that, but I definitely do. We are all out of time. It is 8:55 already. Wow. So I'm going to have to let you all go. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful holiday, you know, just a wonderful night in general. Thanks so much for listening to my show. Tune in December. We have a lot of great guests. I mentioned that at the beginning. If you miss me on the show, like I said, michael@psychicmichael.com is my email address. PsychicMichaelMates is my Yahoo Messenger ID. Or you can call me directly at 712-540-5450 or contact me via my website, www.psychicmichael.com. So thanks so much for tuning in, everyone, and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.